Loving Hope is here, talking about freedom. Do you have freedom in your life? Do you have freedom in your heart? We just recently celebrated July 4th and celebrate the freedom our country has. And every Sunday morning, I'm so thankful for the freedom we have to worship God, not just on Sunday mornings, but any day and any way that we want to. But so many times we don't have freedom, especially those of us that are followers of Jesus. And yet that's why God sent his son Jesus. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And I shared in yesterday's program some scriptures and a devotion that really spoke to me, and four things that I have found in my life that keep me from having freedom in my life or peace in my heart. And if you missed yesterday's program, I would encourage you to go check that out. You can see, listen to that online at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Also, I want to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes or the Podbean app. If you'll subscribe to us, a couple things. One, you'll automatically get a copy of that day's program, which we broadcast every day, Monday through Friday. Secondly, it helps other people when they're finding us, the more subscribers we have. And last but not least, if you've been blessed or encouraged by this program, Hope is Here, I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review there on iTunes or the Podbean app. That helps people find us easier. More people that like our program and review it. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook, it's simply Hope is Here. On Twitter, it's at Hope is Here, Lex. That's Hope is Here, L-E-X. Well, the four things we shared yesterday that keep us from being free are bad and selfish decisions. Second, comparing our story to someone else's. Three, the words that we speak. And we talked about Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and just how huge our words are in our lives. And the fourth and final thing we talked about was when we spend too much time looking in the past, that all four of those things can keep us from having freedom. And we talked about Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, that says, "I'm still not all that I should be, but I am focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." And that's Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Today I want to share the four things that I think are a simple plan to helping you be free, have freedom in your life. And I'm a real simple guy, so I like it on the lower shelf. So I spelt out the word FREE, and I'm going to use the acronym FREE. The letter F, the first thing is simply, you have to find time for God. Find time for God. If you listen to Hope is Here, then that's lets me know you're serious about wanting to find time for God. On top of hopefully going to church on Sunday mornings and hopefully having some Bible study each morning, maybe doing a devotional, you're like, you know what, I'm going to listen to these Hope is Here podcasts also, and you know, I'm going to try to fill my heart and my mind with some things that are God-honoring and give myself hope, maybe share those with other people. But there's no substitute if you're going to have freedom in your heart and in your life for spending time with God. But you have to be intentional about that. It doesn't just happen by accident. We all know, people, I've heard the great quote that if you want to see what a person values, look at their checkbook and look at their calendar. Look and see where people spend their money and where they spend their time. Those are two things that really are a great indicator of what are priorities to people. And in your calendar, in your checkbook, if there aren't things there that honor God, the way you spend your resources, and with your calendar, then this could be a great indicator why you don't have freedom. And I just want to encourage you, Psalm 46:10 says to be still and know that I am God. And that's one of the verses that God's really just been putting in front of me this year, and I'm really trying to slow down and say no to things. And some of them are things that provide financial resources, but I'm finding that I've become a human doing and not a human being. And so I really want to encourage you, if you want to find more freedom in your life, you've got to find time to spend with God, preferably each day. There's no excuse with Bible apps. You can listen to the Bible. You can listen to sermons, podcasts. You can listen to Hope Is Here at your convenience, only 14 minutes. But when you find time for God, you'll be amazed at how much more peace you'll have in your life. The second thing that I think is a good plan for you to have personal freedom in your life, in your heart, is to do the letter R, review your life, to review your life. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, one, we just talked about looking at your checkbook and your calendar and look at, see, where are you spending your time and your money? But I think the bigger thing is when you're reviewing your life is, what is it that sabotages you, that is a joy stealer, that's a drain on you, that can keep you from having freedom as you review your life, your calendar especially, and looking at where you're spending your time? And, you know, if you're just running around nonstop, and I know for those that are working parents that you say it's almost inevitable, and yet at the same time, I think that maybe it's taking a look at things, and maybe your kids don't play three or four different sports and they cut it down to two. Or you just say, hey, you know, we're not going to do summer league travel every weekend. We're gonna miss one weekend as a family and just stay at home, and we're going to go to church. And I think there's just lots of different things that you can look at that sabotage your life, that keep you from having peace and freedom. And most of it's because of busyness. Maybe it's a TV program that you love watching on Netflix, a series. I know that I like watching Law and Order, and I go through periods where I like to watch lots of those reruns, but then I find out I got to be careful because there's so many of them that I could get in my couch or on my recliner most of the time each night and watch maybe three of those. And, you know, that's just not really a good thing for my mind, my heart, my body to watch those all the time. And so there's different things that can sabotage our life, you know, being just so many things, from food to TV programs, where we go, where we spend time. Maybe the people, maybe you've got a friend that you know that instead of you being the influencer in the relationship, that they're influencing you more, and they've got you speaking words, find yourself using profanity, or you find yourself being more critical, you find yourself being more negative or being more judgmental of your spouse because they're always critical of their spouse. And I mean, the enemy's good. He is he sneaks in a little bit at a time. So there are a lot of different things that can sabotage our life and keep us from having peace and freedom. So I want to encourage you to take about 10 or 15 minutes and just ask God, what is it as you review your life that sabotages you and keeps you from having freedom and peace in your life? So far we've talked about finding time for God, reviewing your life. Third thing is, expect to see changes. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, we walk by faith and not by sight. And that's one of the hardest things, I think, as a follower of Jesus, is to walk by faith and not by sight. And we live in a microwave, instant credit society. And as I like to say, I think God's in the crock pot business. And I say that because obviously to get a meal out of a crock pot takes a lot more time than in a microwave. But secondly, man, the taste is so much better. And I'd much rather have something that's come out of a crock pot than something out of a microwave. And yet, to expect to see changes requires faith. If you spent time with God and you've reviewed your life and said, okay, God, I'm going to make some changes in my schedule, in my life, then you can really expect to see changes. And yet, they may not happen immediately. But that's why the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, we walk by faith and not by sight, is so important. And, you know, one of the things that I regret as a younger man is that I didn't save more money. I didn't do very good at saving at all. I was fortunate, I didn't go into debt, but I just didn't save. I spent most everything I made. Now, the good news was that my mom modeled it for me, and that I've always tithed. I've given money to God, and I used to do 10% of my net income, whatever I brought home, my grocery store job in college. If I made $100, and I was an assistant manager, so I usually would make close to that each week because I worked about 20 hours doing that. And so after taxes, you know, I'd have $100 left at least, and I always would put in $10, $11, whatever it was. I would try to round up. I wasn't particular if it was $111.43. I just rounded up to 12. I just felt like God deserved my best. So it's just by my mom modeling that I did that. For you parents out there, your kids are watching. If you get them right now to do that. And then I had a friend one day that challenged me when I was actually around 30 that about even birthday money and garage sale money. And you say, wow, man, you're taking that thing too seriously, Greg, when you're diving out of garage sale money. But I really do believe that God owns it all, and whatever he entrusts me with, he can do a lot better job with my 90% that I keep than if I keep all 100%. And I know there's some of you listening going, amen. So I want to encourage you right now, one of the ways you might have freedom in your life, obviously watching the debt, but two, putting God first in your finances. All right, the final thing that I think will help you in your plan for personal freedom, we've talked about finding time for God, reviewing your life and seeing what sabotages you and some of the decisions that you make, and especially maybe something that you consistently that you thought is something fun, but it's actually detrimental to having peace and freedom in your heart and in your life. And then we talked about after you've gotten those two down, you kind of got a plan together, you can expect to see changes, but it's a faith battle. The final thing, the great part, the result of taking these first three steps is that you get to experience freedom. And I shared the story, I believe it's been over a year ago, but it's one of my favorite stories, that I was going to conduct a men's basketball clinic in Japan when I was 26 years old. And my dad was going to take me to the airport, and he was a new Christian, only been a Christian about 6 months. But he was reading his Bible faithfully, and he told me on the way to the airport, he said, son, I was reading about Peter and the walking on the water when Jesus said, you know, get out of the boat and come to me. He said, I believe there's going to come a moment when you get to Japan that you're going to have to get out of the boat. And he said, I don't know exactly what that means, but you're going to have to be in faith, and you're going to have to trust God, but you're going to have to get out of the boat. And it may be a little scary, but I just believe that's a word for you. Well, I was only 26, not real mature, so I just went, okay, Dad, I appreciate it. Thanks. And so we talked about a few other things and got out, and he and my mom, and I kissed him, got on my plane, flew 20-something hours, but got to Japan, got through customs, got in the car. I found the 7-foot player on the team. It was easy to find. We get there, and we stop at a gas place to get gas, and the agent gets out. It's just me and the player, and the player looks at me, the one American player on the Japanese professional team that I'm coaching for these 3 weeks, and says, hey, did you get your money up front? I said, no, actually I didn't. He said, well, man, I heard that they don't always pay people. Well, and for a moment, I got ready to get in fear. I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm not going to get this $3,000. I'm going to be here 3 weeks. But I remember my dad telling me that story about I might have to get out of the boat and walk in faith. So in 5 seconds, as that all went through my mind, I looked at this big 7-foot guy and said, well, that's fine. If they don't pay me, I know I've got a return ticket, and I'll at least get to see Japan for free for 3 weeks. And I know they're paying for my hotel and food. So anyway, I get to my hotel room. There's a knock on the door after I've been there like 2 minutes, and it winds up, it's the agent, and he says, Coach Horn, we want to pay you. And he opened up an envelope and counted out 30 Ben Franklins, 30 American $100 bills. And so I really believe that's a way I got to experience freedom, as I put my faith in God. So I hope that you'll find time for God, you'll review your life, you'll expect to see changes, and you'll experience freedom. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.